Expectations that a big winter would fill up Lake Mead may have been premature. New numbers show the reservoir will have significantly less water than initially anticipated. KJZZ's Will Stone covers water, and he joins me. And Will, we've all heard about the huge snowpack in California and the Rockies. What have we learned about that?
That's right, Mark. Water managers, the folks who run models to try to predict how moisture and snowpack will then impact reservoir levels in the Southwest, had thought we were going to be seeing a lot more runoff this year and into next year because of this big winter. But and just back in May, they had pretty optimistic predictions. But this month, those estimates changed pretty dramatically, especially for 2019. Next year, they stayed about the same. But for 2019, they're predicting that the reservoir level will be nearly 20 feet lower than they had thought just about a month ago. Luckily, it will still be above the trigger point of 1075 feet elevation. And that's critical because every year in August, if the numbers show that the water will be below that trigger point, there's a shortage declaration and Arizona stands to lose water.
And 20 feet's a pretty big deal, right?
Yes, 20 feet in terms of this modeling is quite significant. And what happened to so dramatically change that prediction was that pretty much it just got hotter and drier sooner than traditionally it has in the past. And as a result, the snow melted quickly, or it either evaporated or was sucked up by the vegetation. And we don't get as much water downstream into the reservoirs. And that's a big deal for Arizona, Nevada, and California, the lower basin states, because we're very reliant on what happens up in the Rockies or in Utah. All that water and snow that is produced eventually makes it down into the lower basin where we are. And I spoke with the head of the Arizona Department of Water Resources, Tom Bishansky, about this phenomenon, and this is what he said.
It just really shows the volatility of the system. It shows the need to proactively plan, to be conservative in your assessment of what the future might hold.
Now, Bishansky says this doesn't mean we should panic. This happened in 2012 as well. And basically, we're still at about the normal amount of runoff as we would have seen in previous years. But it's not the blockbuster we had been hoping for.
So basically, we were all excited about all the precipitation we had been getting. And instead of being super excited about that, we should just be, okay, well, this is sort of where we're normally at.
Exactly. It tempers that sense of maybe we're out of the woods with this huge drought that's been going on, you know, for more than a decade in the Colorado River. On a planning level, it may change some of the state's conservation goals as well. Arizona and other stakeholders have been finding ways of leaving more water in Lake Mead, all in an effort to keep the water elevation above the trigger point. And in particular, Arizona and Nevada and California have been negotiating this drought contingency plan, and that's mostly finalized. But what still has to happen is that Arizona has to figure out who's going to give up water here to meet, you know, our obligation under that plan. And those talks are ongoing. The state had hoped to, you know, finalize that quite a while ago, and they're still working on it. So it could change their conservation goals and how much needs to actually be left in the reservoir.
That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Will, thanks as always.
Sure thing, Mark.